From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The search is ongoing for a vehicle reported in the Eel River. Yesterday and the day before, it was determined the water levels would allow the insertion of swift water rescue teams to conduct a bank search, as well as some limited probing using a long pole underwater to see if the vehicle or anything metallic could be located. Between the two search days, the teams were able to approximately cover 12 miles of riverbank. They were unsuccessful in locating the vehicle or any occupants. They did find numerous items that appeared to have come from a vehicle body and interior, some consistent with a Honda vehicle. Also, various personal items consistent with a family traveling on vacation. Some have been positively identified by family members as belonging to the Thonopili family. Police say those items confirm the fact that the vehicle that was seen going into the river was that of the Thonopili family. A loose and dangerous donkey making for some anxious times on Highway 101 in Mendocino County on Wednesday. Officers got to the area and found that the animal was in fact in traffic and driver visibility was rapidly declining. Officers spoke with the owner of the vehicle, learning that the animal had escaped from a nearby farm, was about 40 years old, and was aggressive in nature. The owner did not have a firearm or other humane means to dispatch the animal and requested animal control officers do so. They took one shot at the animal, wounded it, but it did not go down entirely. It took off. Once it got further away from the highway, they were able to dispatch the animal. Officers also found out, talking to the owner, that recently the donkey had been put into a separate pen from other animals after injuring and killing some on the farm. It had been moved to a new pen, and the animal had broken out of the pen and traveled down the highway. Early Thursday morning, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies dispatched to the area of Myrtle Avenue and 17th Street a report of a car prowler there. They saw three male adults in their 20s looking into vehicle windows. When deputies tried to contact the subjects, they took off. Deputies were able to apprehend one of them, 19-year-old Thomas William Carlson of Eureka. Carlson booked into the Humboldt County Jail for resisting arrest and carrying a concealed dagger. Anyone who observes suspicious activity in their neighborhood should contact police. The investigation continues into the death of a woman in Fortuna. Early yesterday morning, police got a call of a woman in the area of Riverwalk Drive that appeared to be intoxicated. Officers with the city ambulance and Fortuna Police Department were dispatched. The 24-year-old taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital, where she later died. The identity of the victim has not yet been released. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.